to it now. Glad to have you along as we roll into this Wednesday. Thank you for being here. Federal agencies had pallets of documents sent to Mar-a-Lago 1 year before that raid. It's all here now. They sent pallets of documents. Do you think somebody went through those document by document? No. Not until the raid, because they knew they had salted those documents and they had to put some space and time between them. Couldn't send the documents and go in a week later and say, oh, look, you've got the documents. Too obvious then, right? A federal agency worked with the Trump transition team to send two pallets of document boxes relating to the former president's time in office to his Mar-a-Lago home 1 year before Jack Smith and his thugs raided the residence looking for classified documents that they had shipped there. Smith indicted Trump, June of 23. The General Services Administration was in talks with Trump's team both during and after his term regarding pallets of items from the president's tenure, according to several emails. The GSA informed Donald Trump's transition team that there were six pallets that needed to be transferred from Virginia to Florida. Six pallets, all right, pay attention. TheFederalist.com has this, by the way, and so do some other folks. Of the six pallets, two were designated to be sent to Mar-a-Lago, four to a West Palm storage unit, according to emails. The two pallets to be delivered to Mar-a-Lago from Arlington, Virginia, contained document boxes. Document boxes. I understand that we are ready to ship, read an email sent August 26, 2021, by Kathy Geisler, the director of the Office of Portfolio Management and Real Estate's Program Execution Division that included Trump aide Bo Harrison. I know that originally we had three pallets going to the storage unit. That's now four pallets going to storage. Two pallets will go to Mar-a-Lago. Pallets of documents sent before Jack Smith's raid a year later. How convenient. A July 21 letter from Harrison stated the items to be shipped from Arlington to West Palm were required to wind down the office of the former president or are items that are property of the federal government. Well, if they're off property of the federal government, why are you shipping them? It's not clear how long the pallets sat in Virginia, or who had access to them, or who salted them. An FBI agent said during a witness interview that the GSA was in possession of six pallets, that the office contacted the office of 45 to inform them that, you know, they have to go. According to a screenshot of the transcript posted by independent journalist Julie Kelly. Someone has to pick them up, or they have to be shipped, or something to that effect. The National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, at the center of this case, also involved in the transition, but by June of 21, NARA archivist David Ferriero had become frustrated by the pace of good faith efforts by Trump's team to address NARA's concerns. The Federalist asked NARA whether the pallet shipped by GSA included the documents that were later confiscated by Smith's team during their raid of Mar-a-Lago. NARA's media staff responded that the agency had no awareness about the contents of the materials of the pallets, had no involvement in the move that is referenced in the GSA emails. Ship the pallets of documents, excuse me, and then raid his house and say, hey, look, you've got the documents. Yeah. You make of that what you will, because I will. Meanwhile, Donald Trump once again slams the entire case against him in New York, fake case as that one is, brought by Jack Smith on documents held by the former president as well. There's all this going on. But listen to this.
You probably saw last night that Jack Smith got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. It was released late last night, and it's a big story. The documents case is a hoax created by them for election interference purposes. And so that one looks like it's going asunder. A brilliant judge saw some facts, and I haven't read what was revealed yet. It just came out. But the document hoax is indeed a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. All of them are hoaxes, including the civil cases. They're controlled by the White House. They're controlled by Democrat judges and prosecutors that were put there specifically. They hate Trump. And the people are getting it. That's why we just came out. A new Emerson poll just was released about 2 minutes ago. And I'm leading by a lot in every swing state and leading in the general election. And you saw the CNN poll. I'm sure they aren't too happy with it. But the CNN poll was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. In fact, a lot of polls are just terrific for the president right now. In fact, I'll take a quick look at this while we're on the topic, just so we know where we are. Trump leading Biden in all the key states now, in every key swing state. Donald Trump is leading. Doesn't matter the poll. Doesn't matter what's happening. Here's another problem for the Democrats. They're big guns in the United States Senate. They're leading in all the Senate races. Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all by about 2 or 3 points. And not one of these Democrats has more than 45% support. In fact, people like Alyssa Slotkin in Michigan have 42%. It's a problem for the Democrats trying to hold on to the Senate, which they will not. West Virginia's already gone. I noticed they didn't poll Ohio in this poll, or Montana. Ohio, Montana, they kind of missed in this Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. They missed Ohio and Montana. Magical. By the way, Kristi Noem now, her chances of being VP pretty much dead, along with that dog she shot on a ranch years ago. What a strange story to include in your book. I get it. If a dog bites you, yeah, you have to take drastic action. I understand that. Dog bit her, you're not taking it to the vet. You're out on a ranch. This is the way it works, night. Sorry, but it's a harsh world sometimes. But you don't put that in your book and brag about killing a dog because you just know that's not going to work very well. Anyhow, Kristi Noem's chance of being vice president, shot, if you will. But for somebody else, for Tulsi Gabbard, she says she's ready with her new book that says, time to leave the Democrats behind, all done here. She'd be VP. Listen.
If Trump wants to win this election, he needs to bring in what you represent. So if you get the call, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready because I know what is at stake. And if that call came, I would say yes. And I'd be honored to serve my country in that way and to be in a position first to help win this election, to stop the Democrat elite from destroying our country, and then actually begin the real work of getting our country back on track. And that starts with having people of courage in our government who care more about the country than they do about the political elite in Washington, and actually rooting out the deep rot that exists within our bureaucracies, the administrative state, the deep state in Washington.
Yes or no? Why or why not? Tulsi Gabbard, you tell me. Go to stevegruber.com. Send me an email. I am interested in your comments. America's farm market is Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products, all 100% made in America. They're now offering a complete selection of organic food. You want it organic? Patriot Foods has you covered. If you're looking for the highest quality meat, they've got you there. Patriot Foods offers low-line Angus beef, Berkshire pork. Your family's going to love it, and thank you for it. You have to look out for each other. We have to look out for the American farmer, and that's why Patriot Foods was created, to make sure you could buy the best products from the best farmers, American farmers. New sales popping up almost daily, a selection that can't be beat. It's not just food, by the way. It's candles, it's body wash, it's American-made products. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber, you'll save another 10%. So stop by America's Farm Market at PatriotFoods.com. I'll be right back. What's CBD? Well, I can tell you this. CBD is not about getting high. It's about getting well. CBD comes from cannabis, but it's not marijuana, and it doesn't get you buzzed. It is used to manage pain, calm people, level out anxiety, and help you sleep. It also works for pets, too. It's great. CBD is here to help. And the best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com, or call 877-230-1776. Use promo code Gruber for 40% off.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.